The following is an AUFans.com production. It's a new day, Auburn fans!
It's time, everybody! It's time for the AU Fans Podcast!
Prepare to be entertained and informed.
What about it, punk?
Your life might even change.
Do you bleed orange and blue?
War Eagle!
You are about to enter the AU Fans Podcast with expert witness testimony. Expert commentary delivered straight to your plate by Stan the Unusual Man Stevens.
Alrighty. There you go, Stanley. What do you say? Give it to us straight, man.
War Eagle, everybody, and welcome to the AU Fans Podcast. I am your host, Stan Stevens. Well, our 2013 Auburn Tigers ran their record to 7-1 by beating who? That's right, the Florida Atlantic Owls. And that score was Auburn 45, the Florida Atlantic Owls 10, Saturday night in Jordan-Hare Stadium. This game was never in doubt. Auburn took the... After getting the opening possession, they drove it down and scored. And they scored on about the next three or four straight possessions and led at halftime 38-7. Auburn ran, I forget what it was, like the first maybe close to 19 plays of just running the football without ever having to pass the ball. The offensive line was very dominant over a very small Florida Atlantic line. So, like I said, this game was never in doubt. What I was most proud of about Auburn in the past, these are the kind of games that even though Auburn usually has won these games, we oftentimes have, gotten sloppy, allowed the team to stay around for a while, and the games would be a little more interesting maybe than they should have been. But that's one thing. This team under Gus Malzahn has shown. They come out usually, and it may be a product of the offense that we're running, the hurry up, no huddle. These guys get to the line of scrimmage, they snap the football, and they move the football down the field. In fact, speaking of rushing, Auburn rushed for over 400 yards again Saturday night, and I think right now Auburn is fifth in the nation in rushing, averaging right at 315 yards per game on the ground, which is very, very impressive. So the fact that Auburn won and won big was not a surprise, but they did take Florida Atlantic out of the game early, taking any chance of any kind of thoughts of an upset, out of the possibility. Now, there was a few things to be concerned about, most notably starting quarterback Nick Marshall hurt his shoulder. He had a play where he ran the football down the left-hand sideline, and instead of probably stepping out of bounds like he would have probably been the wise decision, he took the Florida Atlantic defensive back on, and even though he passed a pretty good lick on the Florida Atlantic kid, the bruise to the shoulder that probably he got on that play could prove costly if Nick has to, if he misses any time, say starting Saturday with Arkansas. And as we go to press with this broadcast, there's still Coach Malzahn is still saying that Nick is day to day and it may be a game time decision. Now, on the bright side, or on the positive side of that, Jeremy Johnson came in and again had tremendous success throwing the football. He had two long touchdown passes to Sammy Coates, who Sammy Coates is really starting to emerge as a go-to big play threat in this offense. In fact, Jeremy Johnson, for the second time in 3 weeks, I guess, was named freshman of the week. So of course he had the huge game against Western Carolina. Again, followed that up Saturday against Florida Atlantic with another big performance. And of course, some of the other positives from this game, we got to again play a lot of kids, and we got to rest a lot of kids, and that's going to be important as we start back. We finish the season out in the SEC, starting this Saturday with Arkansas, then a trip to Rocky Top to play Tennessee, then back home with Georgia, then after a week off, finish up in the Iron Bowl at Auburn against the Tide. Of course, this week is a big SEC battle with Arkansas, and this game is, of course, it means a lot for a lot of different reasons. Number one, I think it's the next game, and that cliche as that may be, it's a big, if Auburn wants to do what they now maybe can even dream of doing, and that is maybe even making it to Atlanta for the SEC title game, which before the season and even, as each week unfolded, the thought and the possibility of going to Atlanta didn't even maybe seem reasonable. But in these next few games, I think Auburn, if they continue to improve like they've been doing, and it starts Saturday in Fayetteville, and that won't be an easy game. Arkansas is having a week off. I know 52-0, and then to Alabama last week or 2 weeks ago, and then 52-7 to South Carolina. It seems like, oh, this is just going to be a walk in the park. But with Arkansas having a week off, they'll be fresh. The game's at 5 o'clock. It'll go into the evening in Fayetteville. Auburn has traditionally struggled with Arkansas. We've only beaten them, I think, one time in the last 4 years. So this is a big, big test for this Auburn team to go on the road with possibly Jeremy Johnson getting the majority of the snaps or maybe all the snaps. Who knows? Of course, Coach Malzahn, being from Arkansas, in fact, being a legend in Arkansas high school football, and Coach Lashley having played for him at Arkansas, this is again, it's a very probably an emotional game for those guys to go back to their home state. So a lot riding on this game, and it's one that Auburn should win, but could lose if they don't take care of the football, the turnovers, and don't play sound on defense. Now, looking at some of the numbers, like I said earlier, Auburn is the fifth-rated rushing team in the country, at averaging 315 yards a game. Arkansas, defensively, is the 71st rated defense against the run. They give up 172 yards a game. So right off the bat, there's a huge advantage there on the ground, and I really believe if Auburn is going to, win this game and maybe win it convincingly, the ground game will have to continue to dominate. Like I say, this has been Arkansas's weak spot. Is defending the run. This is Auburn's strength. This has to continue Saturday night. Overall, Auburn is number 13 in the country in total offense, averaging over 500 yards a game. Arkansas's total defense, they're rated 55th. They give up 388 yards. So again, it would appear that Auburn's offense would match up well against this defense, at least based on the past performance of this season so far. And Auburn is averaging 37 points a game, and Arkansas has given up almost 31 points a game. So again, I think Auburn to continue in the way they want to go, they need to take advantage of these of the defensive struggles that Arkansas had. Now, again, Arkansas is rested. It's going to have been 2 weeks since they played. They should be fresh, and I'm sure they're going to be highly motivated to knock Auburn off. So it'll be important for Auburn to continue what they've been doing. Now, to look at Arkansas's offense, which has struggled. Obviously, the last two games, they've scored a total of 7 points. And where Arkansas is really, really struggling is throwing the football. They're currently ranked 113th out of 123 schools passing the football. They are 28th in rushing. You know, I said Auburn was 5th. Arkansas is respectable 28th. But I believe this is where Auburn has to continue to shut down that run and force Arkansas to throw the football, which they have not been very successful at doing. Arkansas's scoring prowess has been very poor. They are the 105th rated scoring program, scoring 20 points a game, 20.4. Auburn is the 24th rated defense and only giving up 20.5 points a game. So, again, this would be another area where Auburn would seem to have the advantage. So, as you look at it on paper, and again, games are not played on paper. That's why they go out and play the game. I'm sure Arkansas will have done a lot of scheming and switching plays and personnel and what have you during this week, because Brett Bielema needs a big win. And there's already been a little bit of controversy between the programs because of things that Coach Bielema said about the hurry up, no huddle, and that it ought to be outlawed because that was not real football, and on he went. And of course, Coach Malzahn, not long after those comments were made, and this was in the preseason, defended the hurry up, no huddle offense. And even though I know Coach Malzahn said that his rebuttal, if you will, was not directed at Coach Bielema, you can draw your own conclusions from that. And then even this past week, there was a controversy about supposedly Auburn didn't give all the film to Arkansas because there was a 2-point conversion or something that Auburn went for, and they saw the play, but it was off the television, and you couldn't see the whole field supposedly, and which again just. Coach Bielema's got a whole lot more to worry about than just if he saw where Auburn lined up on a 2-point conversion. I'm sure this is just his way of maybe getting his guys fired up, trying to get into Coach Malzahn and maybe the Auburn players' heads. It's going to come down to 60 minutes out there on the gridiron Saturday night over in Fayetteville. I like our chances, even though Auburn traditionally, again, has struggled with Arkansas since they came in the league. I think Coach Malzahn and these guys are hungry, and they're going to be looking to take it to the pigs. I think Arkansas will play better. I don't see this as being any 52-7 type of ball game. I think Auburn will take control sometime before halftime and win this football game 38-17. Now, again, a lot's going to depend on, how we come out. If Jeremy Johnson starts and plays the whole game, that certainly is going to create some interesting moments for Auburn. Even though Jeremy looks extremely gifted and talented, he's a big kid, 6'5", over 230 pounds, has a big-time arm. But a true freshman going into Fayetteville, Arkansas, if he has to play the majority of the game, could make it interesting. Even though Auburn has an advantage, being strong on the ground, running the football, tends to help a quarterback. Especially an inexperienced quarterback. If you've got a big, strong, physical offensive line like Auburn does, you can hide, if you will, some inexperience behind that offensive line by having a strong running game. So even though, if Nick Marshall's not 100%, I still feel good about our chances of beating Arkansas Saturday night and being a sound victory. And with a win over Arkansas, then that makes the game at Knoxville against Tennessee the next week even bigger. Now, that game has already been announced as an 11 o'clock in the morning game. That'll be the first game Auburn will have played early. So it'll be interesting to see how we respond to playing an early morning game on the road. Of course, we'll talk more about that in next week's show. Tennessee's going to be playing a new quarterback Saturday. We'll go ahead and talk about around the SEC, what happened last weekend real quick, and then and look ahead to this weekend. A Thursday night game, Mississippi State eked out a win against Kentucky at Starkville, 28-22. Dan Mullen, they travel to South Carolina. I think the Gamecocks will beat them at home. Of course, I mean, South Carolina is obviously riding a huge momentum swing after upsetting Missouri and Columbia in a game that Missouri honestly looked like had won. I mean, and it actually came down to the last play of regulation for South Carolina to score to put it into overtime. And in double overtime, South Carolina beat Missouri 27-24 when the Missouri kicker missed almost an extra point type field goal. Of course, the Tide did roll over Tennessee. I watched a good bit of that game. Tennessee's new quarterback, though, to me was impressive. I'm a little surprised that they had not played the Dobbs kid a little bit earlier. He looks much more mobile, has a stronger arm than the Tennessee starting quarterback Worley. Of course, Johnny Football and the A&M offense took care of Vandy 56-24, pretty much A&M back on track, scoring and moving the football at will. LSU beat up on Furman, and Ole Miss likewise beat up on Idaho. Of course, you've got several teams that have open weeks. Vandy has a bye along with Alabama and LSU as they get ready for each other for their big game in Tuscaloosa the following week, and Ole Miss is also off. And then you've got Texas A&M playing UTEP in a name your score game. Kentucky plays Alabama State, and that game may actually be more interesting than you might imagine. Of course, the big game other than the Auburn Arkansas game, and from Jacksonville, you've got Florida and Georgia, and this is going to be a huge game for them for a couple of reasons. If the Gators can ill afford to lose this game with some of the games they've got down the road. Florida has to travel to South Carolina in a few weeks. They end up with Florida State. I mean, the Gators, the heat, as we're hearing, has already turned up on Coach Muschamp in Gainesville. If he loses to Georgia, all of a sudden they may be looking at struggling to get bowl eligible. Same with Georgia, though. Georgia's so beat up, they think that they're going to have Gurley back at tailback, and that may be the difference. The big game for Auburn fans to be looking at, besides our own, is that Missouri-Tennessee game. Can Dobbs be the answer to a fairly anemic Tennessee offense? If he can give a spark to that Tennessee team, I mean, he was much more mobile, had a better arm. He just lacks experience, and he's going to probably get a good bit of that against Missouri. Missouri's defense has been pretty solid. It'll be interesting to see how Tennessee – I think Missouri wins that game, a close game, but Missouri's got to be reeling after, going from undefeated in fifth rank to just – out of the old jaws of victory, they snatched defeat. So that'll be an interesting game to watch again for us, having going to Knoxville in a couple weeks. Again, it's a huge game for Missouri because Missouri still is in first place in the East, but they have to travel to Ole Miss and they host Texas A&M, so they can ill afford to lose another conference game because South Carolina hosting Mississippi State and then hosting Florida is almost, if there's ever a team that was a game behind that's in the driver's seat, you might think it's the Gamecocks. Missouri's got to beat Tennessee, and of course they play Kentucky, and then hope that they can beat both Ole Miss and Texas A&M, and that is going to be a tall order. Okay, AU fans, it's that time in the program each week when we talk to a Auburn grad from around the globe. And again, this week we're coming, our guest is coming from Jamaica. So I guess I would say welcome on to LaJuan Leslie.
Thank you.
LaJuan, how are you today?
Well, let me first say War Eagle.
War Eagle to you too, LaJuan.
I send tremendous greetings all the way from Jamaica, my friend. It's beautiful here. Actually, we're in the rainy season right now, but we are having a good sunny day, a nice few days, a good spell of the weather, yes.
Right, okay. Well, LaJuan, tell us a little bit about where you're from in Jamaica. And I know you have a degree in, I believe it's veterinarian medicine.
Right, correct.
Explain a little bit about what you're doing with that down there in Jamaica, man, if you don't mind me saying that.
Not at all. Okay. The place that I live is called Mandeville. We are in the Manchester Parish, and Mandeville is, it's kind of in the central part of the island, maybe a little bit on the south side. Anyway, if you look out down the road of the city, it's many, many kilometers of beautiful farmland. People think we're only the beach in Jamaica, but it is so much more. And that is why I become veterinarian, because I know I could come back from a school like Auburn and begin working here to help people and the animals here to be healthy and to be good for the world. I love working with the animals, and I have 30 farms I visit each month. Plus, I work with some exotic animals like lions and tigers and bears. Just kidding. I get that from American movie. There are no lions, tigers, or bears. If I saw one, I'd probably just have to run. Ran track and field at school, too. But anyway, the exotics are interesting to work with.
No kidding. Well, I didn't really know what to think of when I saw your bio and it said exotic animals. I was thinking maybe you had some boa constrictors laying around there somewhere, LaJuan.
Oh, yeah, snakes too. No kidding, man. Thank you for being impressed with what I do. Some people think I just take care of the family pests. I mean, the pets. And, I do some of that, but I am leaning a lot more toward the livestock and these kinds of exotic birds and reptiles. You know, animals that really rock, that are very cool to work with.
Wow, that's interesting stuff that you're doing down there. Well,
thank you.
What football question do you have for us here at AUFans.com this week?
Oh yeah, question. I'd be thinking about all the players on the sidelines, how some don't get to play much, and some are part of something called special teams. So what is it that makes them called special teams? Is it because they are star players on that team? And if that's the case, why don't they play those guys more during games? I just don't understand the special teams, you know?
Well, that's an interesting question. Let me take it in the broad sense there.
Okay.
Special teams, as you ask about, involves several different aspects of the football game. You have the kickoff team, the kick receiving team, the punting team, the punt receiving team, and then, of course, field goals and extra points.
Okay.
They're not special in the sense that they're somehow involve special players. It's special in that these teams at these different times, they don't usually make up a lot of plays in the game. You know, if you have a game where you ran say 80 plays or whatever, 60 to 80 plays, there would only be a handful of those that would involve, quote unquote, the special teams. However, yeah, the special teams can be very, very instrumental in you winning or losing.
Okay.
Now, Auburn is led by their really all SEC punter, Stephen Clark, and their All-American candidate, All-SEC candidate kicker, Cody Parkey.
Yes. Okay.
Cody's had a big year kicking the football off. I think he's over 75% of his kickoffs have not been returned, and he's been very accurate. Now, he did miss a field goal last week, and it was one of the few that he's missed really all season. In fact, I think it was the first one he'd missed inside 40-something yards.
Amazing.
Maybe all season.
Amazing, yeah.
Of course, Clark's punting has really been important to Auburn, as he's had very few of his punts returned. So even though I know he'd like to have a few more yards in distance, his hang time is really what's going to get the NFL teams to look at him. He has some tremendous hang time. If he can, he's averaging close to 40 yards a kick. He probably needs a couple more yards he would like to average. But other than that, you know, he's been flawless. And, of course, that helps your overall punt coverage team. You're not going to give up any big plays in the kicking game if the other team is having a fair catch the football. Same way with a kickoff return.
Right.
On the other hand, Auburn has run one kick back for a touchdown this season, and they've had a couple of others that were pretty good runs. Frankly, LaJuan, with them moving, you know, the kickoffs up 5 yards, there's not nearly as many kickoff returns as you had in the past, and I think that's by design.
Right. Okay, well, great. Thank you, Stan. I am very appreciative that you would answer my questions. And if I have any more, I'll give you a call back. Thank you very much, Stan.
Well, again, thanks for joining us. Thanks for that question, LaJuan, and thanks for joining us. And to all the AUFan.com fans out there, we appreciate you listening again this week. Let's go to Fayetteville, Arkansas. And let's have a big barbecue over there in Fayetteville Saturday night. It's a big game and one we need to win as we march toward a possible showdown in Jordan-Hare Stadium for the Western title. But we got a lot of football to play before that last game. And if we don't take care of business these next 3 weeks, then that game against Alabama won't mean nearly as much. So I want to thank everybody again for joining us this week. War Eagle, everybody. Have a safe week. And join us again next week, and we'll look back on this game and look forward to the game in Knoxville against Tennessee. Take care, everybody.
This has been an AU Fans Podcast with your host, Stan Stevens. Website and technical support provided by Keith Maxwell. Audio production by voiceofjweb.com. Join us again next week for more in-depth analysis on AUFans.com. Thank you for listening.